It is time now for Business of the Week again. Welcome to Friday. We're talking with Preston Peterson from Northland Auto in Humboldt. Good morning, Preston.
Good morning, Pat.
We were talking about vehicles. We're talking about the service shop. And just off mic, we were talking about so many things that make our businesses successful, and really it comes down to the people. And with that, we'd mention your employees at Northland Auto.
Employees are very, very important to a business running successfully. And you know, with us here, there's 8 of us employees. Of course, you start up front with me and my wife, JD. You know, we kind of oversee everything that goes on here. But you can't do it without, of course, Dorothy Goodell at the front counter. She's kind of our greeter. She knows a lot of people in this community. A lot of people know her, so she's absolutely wonderful up there for that first connection when you walk in the door here. Of course, you got Ryan and Rick. Those are our two mechanics out here at our Highway 3 store. Ryan's been with me the 3 years we've been with Chrysler. Of course, he's a level 3 Chrysler tech as well. Went through his training very, very, very well, so it's great to have him on board. And boy, does he love his diesel trucks. Then you got Rick back there. Rick's actually been with me. Boy, Rick's probably pushing 8 years now with me. He's kind of moved through with me from location to location. So very experienced. Rick's been around a lot of vehicles, loves his classic vehicles, and loves electrical diag works. So he's a unique piece for us there. Boy, we continue on. My brother Curtis, of course, he runs my vinyl department, you know, custom signs, custom graphics. He does everything start to finish there, and he's a big asset for us. We're also going to stay in the family. His wife still works for me also, and she's our detailer. Details everything, and she's gotten to the hang of we're doing a lot of customer detailed work now, not just our own inventory as well. And then I guess last but not least, you've got my dad, who's kind of sits on the backside and does all my maintenance and you know, kind of keeps my lot clean and things along those lines. So without those guys, you're absolutely right, Pat, it's hard to run a business.
The detailing, let's touch on that. You're detailing not just the vehicles that you're selling. The general public can come in and say, hey, I want my vehicle detailed.
Oh, absolutely, and that's something new we've kind of been started to run with. I've kind of just not had a full-time detailer here until about the last 6 months now. She's been running most of the summer with me. She's gotten very good at what she's doing, so now we're taking on the customer, more customer work than we have been in the past.
And yesterday we talked about some vehicles that were coming in. Did they arrive, and are they ready for sale today or this weekend?
So, you know, the weekend's going to be absolutely wonderful. It sounds like it's going to be a warm one again, for this time of year anyway. But, yeah, we had 2 come in earlier this week. I was already looking this morning. I got 2 that'll come in on truck today. So I will have 4 new pickups sitting out here ready to go.
Are they already sold? Do other people have a chance?
I'm only telling you about the ones that are coming in that are available for the lot. I do have more coming on these trucks, but they're all sold. But I do have 4 new ones. I'm going to have 2 half-ton pickups and 2 three-quarter-ton pickups. So not just one fleet of line, but both of them.
Let's talk about your location. Let's go that direction. You are located west of Humboldt on Highway 3, real easy in, out.
We're pretty convenient in 2 locations right now. We'll, of course, continue that for a little bit, but out here on Highway 3, of course, we're staffed a little bit better. I've got all of our new vehicles are stationed out here right now. I do have a good row of used out here. Then, of course, we have our Highway 169 store. And people in the community kind of see it. We do rotate inventory from time to time, so every once in a while we take some of the used from here, swap them from store to store. Of course, our store down there at 169 is manned by my brother, so people can stop in there and look at cars as well. I guess that would probably be all that I have today, Pat. I guess the other big one is before I get off the radio, I'm going to say go Wildcats. We got a big game tonight. So
yes, good luck to the Wildcats and to the coaches. It's a great year to be a Wildcat. So Preston Peterson, thank you so much for your time this week. We appreciate your business. We appreciate you being part of the Business of the Week. And great success to you, sir.
Thank you, Pat.
Have a great one.